Hello, and welcome to this episode of Cargo Facts Connect, the podcast of Cargo Facts, the newsletter of record for the air cargo and freighter aircraft industries for over 40 years. I'm Jeff Lee, editor of Cargo Facts, and it's Friday, the 12th of April. We're quickly approaching our annual Cargo Facts Asia conference, where the industry will meet to discuss the Asia-Pacific market and the many changes taking place there. One major development in the region is the continued push by airlines toward fleet renewal and expansion as they select the next generation of wide-body freighters. This week, I caught up with Crawford Hamilton, head of freighter marketing at Airbus, to talk about the status of the upcoming A350F and the recent deals the European manufacturer secured. And finally, we have a sneak peek at Cargo Facts Asia next week. Well, hello, Crawford. Thanks for joining us here at Cargo Facts. You're a very busy man and hard to get hold of.
Yeah, well, Jeff, it's a pleasure to be on it. But yes, we are very busy at the moment. But that's a good sign, I think.
It is. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But let's start with the latest on the A350F program. Give us an update on what's going on, the latest status, and some of the major milestones you expect to hit for the rest of this year.
Well, you know, you probably know that we've put the payload up from 109 tons up to 111 tons. And of course, we've now extended the door as well because we were at the same size as the competition. And now we've expanded it by an extra frame. So we're up to 170 inches wide now. And a lot of that, and that has all been done at customer request. And that's really where we've been for quite a while now, is implementing our customer feedback and adopting round about 90% of the ideas that were given to us by the customers. And when we start to transfer that into what we're doing on the program, I think the big thing is we're moving beyond PowerPoint in a big way. We're really industrializing now. And that means we've done the design of the aeroplane, we've done the design of the tooling, and now we're actually starting to bring all that together by releasing the designs and actually starting to manufacture. So we're getting a lot of components coming through now, both from ourselves and our kind of main subcontractors, our main contractors. So we've got things like the PDUs now, coming from our supplier at Ankara in California. We've got a load of wing box, parts of the wing box, like the wing box frames and such like. And then probably very significantly, both the molds and the fuselage shells of the aircraft. As you're probably aware, the 350 is made out of four fuselage shells, an upper, a lower, and two side shells. And we're now starting to get the shells manufactured for that first aircraft. And then in terms of tooling, as I said, the shell molds, but also setting up the final assembly line here at Airbus for us to be able to actually assemble the aircraft and do the parts of it that we want to do on the final assembly line of the freighter, because obviously it is different from a passenger aircraft. And then also really sorting through, getting all, finalizing the processes for assembly ready for next year into final assembly and then first flight. In the meantime, we test and test and test, because one of our big targets is to make sure that we have a mature aircraft at EIS. So with that, we've got the high commonality from the passenger aircraft already. And that kind of over 9 million flight hours does help us for that. But for the freighter Pacific areas, testing is really the name of the game. So there'll be, you know, for the CLS, for instance, there's going to be multiple test rigs there to make sure that we can, that one, the components work, two, the fully assembled CLS works, and then of course we're also going to have them on the development aircraft during our aircraft development program once we have the first two aircraft built there. We'll be testing on that as well. So that's kind of where we are at the moment in terms of the program, and it's all going ahead, full steam ahead, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's the, well, first of all, the on the door, as we know, it's going to be the largest door, and it's, well, this, yeah, Battle of the Doors is interesting, and I can't wait to see the real thing, the mock-up, but also the real thing on the actual prototype. And it's, yeah, must be exciting to see bits and pieces finally coming together and really starting to take shape, the final assembly line in Toulouse. We also had some recent major wins for Airbus and the A350 freighter. And I feel I'm not alone, I don't think, in saying that I think you deserve some kind of prize or a medal. You had Turkish and Cathay at the end of 2023. And more recently, earlier this year, Starlux Airlines, completely new freighter operator. I mean, how are you feeling about all these major deals, and what else can we expect going forward for the rest of this year?
Well, I think, first of all, we're delighted. It shows what we're doing is right. And everything I've talked about in the last question is really coming to fruition, and people are starting to see it. I think, though, it's reflected also in where we're seeing the platform move as well. We've got nearly 300 orders now for the platform, for the 350-1000. And it itself, that maturity has been shown up. And if you start to look at the customers we're getting, I mean, we've got 9 new customers for the platform, which has been absolutely fantastic. But then you start to see that we move into, with Cathay, they already have the 350-1000. They know the aircraft, they know the engine, they know how it operates. Remember, they're operating it on one of the longest routes in the world. So they really know that airplane very well. And that's, I think, helped very much in them making their decision on the freighter. And we see in a lot of operators, they operate multiple variants of the A350. They operate on the pax side, the 900 and the 1000. And now we're seeing that trend with the freighter as well. Of course, Singapore Airlines, one of our first orders, already operate large numbers of 900s. So, when we start to see that coming and the synergies that that can give to an airline, then we really start to see the benefit there. Turkish was great. Again, as you saw, it was a kind of joint order there with the 1000s, and of course already operating the 900, and of course, dare I say, also operating 330-200Fs as well. So, Turkish was huge as well. And then looking at Starlux, a relatively young airline, with big ambitions, but again, that ambition to become a combination carrier out, of course, one of the biggest markets there in Taiwan. So really seeing all these people coming in and doing very much the same as we're seeing on the passenger side, using the freighter as another variant in their fleet, we can see those synergies coming out and really seeing where it works. Because of course, I mean, there's other people done it as well, like KLM, Martinair, Air France, Etihad as well. So really that order book is making us very happy. And the quality of the customers in the order book again is making us very happy as well. So all in all, we feel we've done rather well. I think we're now at around about a 50% market share with the 777-8F. So that's good news. It says we're credible there with 55 orders. And happily, I think we've got double the customers. We've got 10 customers at the moment. So that really makes us feel we're doing the right thing. What we have to do now is keep doing it.
Yeah, and let's see where you get to at the end of this year. Of
Yes.
course, what they some of your customers also have, which you maybe deliberately didn't mention, are the 747 freighters, and that's obviously a huge endorsement for the A350F. Now you were talking as well about the Asia Pacific market, and that's of course Well, you've been in Asia actually a couple of times already this year, haven't you?
Yes.
And this region is, and you'll be back next week. But this region is characterized in a way by, you know, just being home to many of the heavy hitters when it comes to freighter operators and, you know, startups being new, but also being in Taiwan, as you mentioned, Cathay, of course, Singapore. This, I mean, the prospects in this market for the E350F are pretty big, aren't they?
I think, yes, we do see Asia as a very big opportunity for the 350F. And I think for me, the way I see it is it is due to Asia being very much part of the world. I know that sounds pretty obvious, but, you know, when we look at the world, we're seeing trade expanding by about 3% in our global market forecast up to 2042. We see air freight traffic around about 3.2%, which means it's going to double by 2042. And, you know, the overall fleet going up by about 1,000 aircraft, and with replacement aircraft, something like 2,500 there. I think when, you know, we look at the short term, yeah, there are issues. But I think, you know, now we're seeing normality, a more normal world post-COVID, coming back to kind of 2019. I think the belly's coming back. So I think it's a good sign. I mean, it's very much part of the air freight market. It's not just about main deck freighters, with you know, roughly 50% of the traffic going in bellies. And a return to our normality. And I mean, China's still got to get there a little bit on the packs for the belly. But, you know, there's the Red Sea. There's what's going on in the Red Sea. There's the Panama Canal issues, shipping rates rising, tension, elections all over the world. So, you know, there's a lot there. But when you start to look at Asia, I think obviously there's a few things that stand out. I think e-commerce stands out. I think the China Plus One stands out. And then the fact that just Asia is growing. There's massive growth in Asia itself, not just latching on to the rest of the world, you know. And when you see the fact that growth rate there will outpace world growth, it's nearly 4% there between in cargo traffic between 2019 and 2042 that we see. But, you know, e-commerce, China is still the workshop of the world. And that market expanding massively by about a third by 2027. I think in terms of China Plus One, again, an air freight point of view, China traffic seems to be holding up. It's just an expansion into other countries, and they're now benefiting as well. So massive growth there as well. And then, you know, the growth of the middle class within Asia, the economy doubling there. All these things are really positive signs for air freight, and with the demands that these people that people put on when they want their goods and they want them delivered. So I think that is really looking good. I mean, when we start to look at Asia specifically, we see around about 450 small freighters, 250 roughly medium size, and around about 150 large freighters. So in Asia Pacific. So really, you know, it's the powerhouse there. And as you see, you know, the economic center of the world moving east, it's just so obvious that Asia is going to drive the world a lot more than it has in the past. So, and from that point of view, from an air freight point of view, I think it's all very positive, and it's all very much opportunity for the A350, looking at the airlines that already operate the A350 in Asia. It's a great market. It's been a great market for the 350 packs. We've just got to, it's up to us to build on that.
Well, you, I mean, you're head of freighter marketing at Airbus, and we've been talking a lot about the A350, but of course, the Airbus 310 range also includes medium wide-body and narrow-body conversions. And here in the Asia-Pacific region, we've already seen some interesting new operators entering the segment when it comes to the both A330 conversions and A321 conversions, haven't we?
Yeah, I think it's been great to see what's been happening there. We've also, you've got people at Ryanair, Salam Air, Pradhan Air in India, for instance, coming in, particularly in the 320s, and then of course we're seeing expansion on the 330s as well, which has been, you know, with people like Sichuan. And I think also what's been noticeable is that a lot of the conversions are now being done in Asia as well. So with our partners at ST Aerospace, bearing in mind, of course, that an EFW that we're partnered with someone in the region, I think that with the expansion of facilities, particularly in China, where we're seeing rapidly more conversions coming out, both 330s and also the 320 family, it's starting to become a more Asian product and one that people can depend on. And I think when you start to get customers of the quality of people like Yamato in Japan, and of course we get the Teleport as well, we're starting to see an Indigo. We're starting to see the fact that Asia is very much buying into our small and medium-sized freighter strategy in terms of the P2F. So from that point of view, I think we're very happy with the take-up in Asia, and we want to make sure that the customers there are happy with the aircraft in operation.
Right. We briefly mentioned this, but of course, next week you'll be speaking on a panel at our Cargofax Asia event in Singapore. Give us a quick take on what it is you're looking forward to, or what you hope to achieve at the event next week.
I think with the event, it's primarily a great place to get together with customers and other stakeholders, and speak to them. And you know, we talked a bit about the market. That's where we find out about the market. We find out about the market from the people who are genuinely operating in the market and doing it on a day-to-day basis. As a manufacturer, we need that these conversations. I think also it's fantastic to see the panels and such like, and again get that input from other stakeholders. Whether they are other manufacturers, conversion houses, but particularly the leasing companies and the operators, to find out what's going on in their backyard and be able to take that back to us so we can start to look at how we address the market and how we see the market.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you next week, but also generally we look forward to seeing the A350F program continue to get new orders and take shape. And we look forward to the prototype soon, very soon. Thank you so much, Crawford. And then we'll see you next week in Singapore.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to see you, and I'll see you next week. Cheers.
Thanks again to Crawford Hamilton at Airbus. Meanwhile, with Cargofax Asia just around the corner, my colleague, Senior Associate Editor Robert Luke, got a quick take from two speakers on our freighter leasing panel: Eamon Forbes, Chief Commercial Officer of Titan Aviation Leasing, and Nuno Leal, Chief Marketing Officer of WildStar Aviation.
Nuno and Eamon, thank you for joining me today. As we get ready for the Cargofax Asia event, we just wanted to gather a quick thought from you guys on what you expect to see happening in the region as lessors in this business. Eamon, I'll start with you.
Thanks, Robert. Pleasure to be here. And looking forward to going to Singapore next week for Cargofax Asia. We in Titan, we see the Asia Pacific market as having been extremely resilient over the course of the last few years. And we continue to see it being resilient. In fact, we probably see it being resilient and growing.
Thank you so much. And Nuno, what are your thoughts on CF Asia as we approach the event?
Robert, the air freight market in Asia Pacific has suffered two difficult years or has been going through two difficult years recently. We see very positive signs of recovery and expansion, very much anchored in the e-commerce growth throughout the region and throughout the globe. Worldstar sees a lot of potential in the region for both narrow bodies and wide bodies in the coming years in the region. And that's both for a replacement of older technology such as 737 Classics or 747s, but also for expansion. And all the indicators that we see, we look at strong expansion coming over the next two decades. Worldstar itself is on an expansion mode in the region, expanding presence of our portfolio of freight aircraft in this market, both by establishing partnerships with new clients and also by reinforcing the number of aircraft that we have with existing customers. Of course, we keep a close look at new projects that come here or there, and we are looking at supporting those startups as well as the market continues to recover.
Thank you very much for sharing your insight and feedback on the market. Cargofax Asia stakeholders and attendees, get ready. Here he comes.
That was Titan Aviation Leasing's Eamon Forbes and Worldstar Aviation's Nuno Loyal. And that's all the time we have today. For more coverage of the freighter aircraft market, visit cargofax.com. Thank you very much for tuning in, and join us again next time. And for those joining us in Singapore next week, we can't wait to see you.